You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 all.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is the daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ravine Fiends, and with me, as pretty much always, is Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential. Jeff, how are you doing?
Sup?
Very subtle, very short and sweet. I like it. But yeah, Jeff, we got some good news actually to talk about today. Maybe not so much for you in particular, but good news for a big section of LA Dodger fans. But before we get into that, real quick, we'll remind you to subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. And when you get in your car in the morning, or if you're just at home, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. All right, Jeff. So some people may have woke up to the news. Some people might have already been awake. But the news that broke this morning, no April Fool's joke, is that Sportsnet LA is coming to DirecTV and basically ending the, what, 6 year, 7 year?
Or I think 7 years.
This was the seventh year or... Either way, since 2013, I believe, you know, a majority of Dodger fans haven't had access to or haven't switched over in order to watch the Dodgers, and now they will be able to on their DirecTV plans and other affected plans, the AT&T U-verse and all of that stuff. I know it doesn't affect you necessarily, Jeff, but we've got a lot of questions about it before and kind of all the time. So what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it's excellent news. I am extremely excited about it. It just, you know, it, like you said, it hasn't really affected me because I don't live in the Dodgers blackout zone. But a lot of people I care a lot about do. And I think it's really, really sad that basically this whole run of division titles, a lot of Dodger fans haven't been able to watch easily. Obviously, there were ways around it, and I helped as many people as I could to find that. But, you know, it hasn't been easy to watch the Dodgers, and for some people, it just hasn't been possible. And, you know, it's a bummer that it hasn't been, but I am extremely excited for all of you Angelinos to get a chance to watch the Dodgers easily. I mean, it's already on DirecTV. If you have DirecTV and you live in Southern California or Las Vegas or Hawaii, you have Sportsnet LA now, channel 690, I think. And so that's excellent news. And obviously at least 5 years, more like 7 years too late. But you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. And I'm going to focus on the positive that it's here now.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, it's just a big part of a lot of people maybe haven't seen the Dodgers other than, you know, live in person or the few ESPN games or Fox Sports games that they have every year, and then definitely the playoffs, obviously. But I think, you know, for me personally, I've never really been affected. Where I lived when I was in SoCal, I was, you know, had Spectrum Sports in LA. And when I was in the Bay and in San Diego, I was out of market, so I was able to watch the Dodgers on MLB TV. So I've never really been directly affected, but I know a lot of people that have. And I think the biggest part is if living in LA, you know, me specifically, if I wanted to go watch or go out to a restaurant or a bar or even a friend's or family's house and the Dodgers were playing even if it's just a regular season game, obviously I like to watch all the games, and especially more now with this daily podcast. And you kind of had to pick and choose where you went, or, you know, figure you're going to miss most or some of the game depending where you go. And now it's not really an issue. I mean, most bars have DirecTV because of the Sunday NFL package. And so they'll already have, you know, sports in LA, and you can pretty much go anywhere in LA now and watch the Dodgers once this all gets back into it. So I think it's just great, obviously, in that aspect. And you know, there was a lot of talk of, you know, maybe the Dodgers are losing some of the younger fans. Maybe they alienated some of their fans. And I'm sure that's possible. I don't think the damage that happened was, you know, irreparable in any sense. Maybe for a few people, not obviously not enough to stop people from coming to games or supporting the team. But I think it's just another step to solidifying the Dodgers as, you know, the presence in LA.
Yeah, and, you know, DirecTV is the big deal here, and it's kind of funny how it's always been. DirecTV has been the focus, but really it's just, this is all based on precedent. So now that DirecTV and Spectrum have worked out a deal, you know, that precedent has been set, the price has been set. And so now if you have a different provider, there's a good chance it'll show up there too. I'm interested to see if it shows up as available for streaming customers. You know, I don't have here, we just stream. We have YouTube TV. We used to have PlayStation View, but that service went out of business in January. And so we switched to YouTube TV. And I would love it if they would figure out a way to make Sportsnet LA available to me, even though I don't live in that market area, because I would love to be able to watch, you know, the Backstage LA and all those shows. I don't watch much live TV, but I wish there was a way for me to pay a little bit extra to get Sportsnet LA, even though I don't live in LA, because I would like that.
Yeah. Do you guys have the Lakers, like the Spectrum Sportsnet?
No.
On YouTube too? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly how that, all that's going to work out, but obviously we'll see how it plays out over here. That just reminded me that when I was in Green Bay for the Raider game this past year, the hotel I was at in Green Bay, Wisconsin, had Sportsnet LA.
Huh.
I don't remember what if they had Spectrum or Frontier or whatever it was, but yeah, I was. If you went to that particular hotel in Green Bay, Wisconsin, you could have watched Dodger games.
Wow, maybe I should move to Green Bay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a good news. I know, even though Ramona Shelburne, who broke the news, prefaced it with saying it was an April Fool's joke. I posted it on Ravine Fiend's Instagram, and a lot of people still thought it was April Fool's joke. But no, it's not April Fool's joke. I've confirmed with many people that have DirecTV that the channel is there and available. And, you know, hopefully we get baseball sooner rather than later and everyone can watch. And there'll be no more complaining about this subject, which I know it's a valid complaint. But after 5, 6, 7 years, you know, there's ways to watch the Dodgers if you really wanted to.
Yeah. On the subject of April Fools, I think a lot of people don't understand the concept of an April Fools joke, because that wouldn't be a good April Fools joke, because it would be mean, and it is actually, you know, believable. It's actually something people want. You know, a good April Fools joke is like what Sports Illustrated did with Sid Finch. You know, it's just something that comes out of the blue, and it doesn't break your heart when you find out it wasn't true. So if you have friends who like to say they're pregnant for April Fools, that's because they don't respect you as a person. If you know somebody who would actually, as an April Fools joke, say, hey, you know the baseball team you love and you haven't been able to watch on TV? You can now. And it was actually a joke. That person deserves to be cut out of your life. But luckily, this was not an April Fools joke. This was the real deal. And it's excellent news for Dodger fans.
Yeah, so that'll do it for this part. Hope everyone else is excited. Obviously, there's no baseball right now, but it'll come eventually. But we're going to come back and get into the AL Central part of us picking which jerseys we would purchase for every team. So before that, what's not April Fool's joke? That we have a very good partnership with Postmates right now. If you are at home and, you know, don't want to go out into the world, rightfully so for some people, you can get pretty much anything you need, assuming it's in stock, with Postmates. And you can, you know, not just fast food, not just, you know, takeout. You can, you know, get stuff from the grocery store if they have it. You can get stuff, you know, whatever you need, whatever you want to have at home but don't want to leave the house, you can get it with Postmates. And right now, for a limited time, you can get $100 of free delivery for your first 7 days after downloading the Postmates app. The Postmates app is available on iOS and Android, and you can get anything you want delivered within the hour. So right now, to start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Also, today's episode, if you don't like stepping on scales, there might be a few reasons for that, but one of the reasons might be that you haven't met the right one. And a company called Withings made the first smart scale, and it's still the best. In fact, it was rated the best overall smart scale of 2020 by Tom's Guide, and it's a necessary need for you if you're looking to lose weight. Willpower is obviously a big part of it, but so is having the right tools. And user-friendly design is great. It's durable. You can step on, and your data from all your previous weigh-ins sync. There's a free app that you can get on iOS and Android, and everything can sync via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. You don't even need to have your phone on you, and it'll still update your latest weight and scale and everything else. And it gives you weight, full body composition, weight trend, even local weather report, whatever you need for up to 8 users, and even know which user is which. So for right now, you can get 25% off of Withings Body Plus at withings.com/MLB. That's withings.com/MLB for 25% off of Body Plus Body Composition Scale. And keep it locked on Dodgers. Okay, Jeff, so it is time for our obscure former Dodger. And I knew we were going to talk about the AL Central, and for some reason, the 1985 Royals stuck out to me because they won the World Series, and I don't remember the guy's name, but there was a guy that used to coach my brother, or he was like a coach for hire or trainer or whatever, and he was on the 1985 Royals, so I didn't really like him anyways, but it was fast for me to just look up the 1985 Dodgers and keep the year going, but try to find a random player, and I did find one that's kind of random. And I knew that he was, I don't remember if I knew he was on the Dodgers or not, but it's Jock Peterson's dad, Stu Peterson. Stu Peterson played for the Dodgers in 1985. He played 8 games, had 5 plate appearances, and no hits, but he did have an RBI, so I don't know if it was sack fly. Yeah, he had a sack fly. And that was his only time ever in the majors. He was drafted by the Dodgers in 1981 out of USC. And then he came up with the Dodgers in 85, but that was his only stint in the majors. And then obviously went on to have a son named Jock Peterson, who would become a Dodger later on and is still a Dodger currently. And yeah, I don't know if there's any stories about Stu Peterson, but the Peterson family is a joy and a delight, from Jock to Champ, and even the sister, who I believe plays at UCLA soccer. So yeah, shout out to Stu Peterson.
Yeah, good old Stu Peterson. Steve Sachs scored on his sacrifice fly. Bottom of the ninth inning, trailing the Reds 4-1. Ted Power pitching for the Reds. And Sachs led off with a walk. Jose Gonzalez doubled to send Sachs to third. Ralph Bryant popped up to the third baseman. And then Stu Peterson hit a sack fly to left. Gonzalez went to third on the throw. And then Terry Whitfield flied out to end the game, so the Dodgers lost 4-2. October 4th, 1985.
I don't want to look this up now, but I wonder how many players have 0 career hits but RBI on the board.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we'll say that for another time. Let's get into the AL Central. So what we started yesterday, if you didn't listen, was going through every division and every team and picking one jersey that we would buy. Let's say we have an unlimited budget and that we would buy and have in our wardrobe. And we did the AL West yesterday, if you want to go back and listen. But today we're on the AL Central. So, Jeff, let's start it off with the Detroit Tigers.
Okay. For the Detroit Tigers, I picked Kirk Gibson. I don't have a lot of strong feelings towards a lot of Tigers players. And I do have a lot of strong feelings towards Kirk Gibson. And I couldn't pick him as my Dodger. But I think he's my favorite Tiger ever. And I like those. Like, I'm picturing the Tigers road uniforms from the 80s, like the gray with the orange piping, orange and black piping. I think that would look pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, like I said, there wasn't a lot of Tigers. I know yesterday on the Rangers, I picked Prince Fielder. I thought about him. I thought about his dad, Cecil Fielder. But, you know, I wasn't really that connected to Cecil Fielder. And which is funny because the guy I picked I'm not really connected to at all, but I just remember him, and I remember the Sports Illustrated cover with him and Big Bird, and it's Mark Fidrich, who pitched back in the day and has a crazy long curly hair and a crazy personality. And I believe I'm picturing the same jersey as you, the gray pullover with the Detroit on the front and the orange piping. So, yeah, I never really saw him play or anything, but he stuck out as a character. So it seemed like a good jersey to have.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Fidrich is absolutely a good pick. Before we move on to the White Sox, I'll tell you there are 113 players in baseball history who had at least one RBI, but no career hits. 62 of those were pitchers. The position players, there was much fewer. Wow. Yeah, so that was interesting. Yeah. All right, so White Sox, Vince, who would you go with for the White Sox?
White Sox, another team where wasn't really any standout guys. I know another one. Griffey played on them, but I wouldn't get a Griffey White Sox jersey. There's a few players on the current team that I might think about, but the one I picked was a guy that I might have had his jersey if he would have stayed with the Dodgers, and that's Paul Konerko. He was there with the White Sox forever. Obviously, he started his career as a Dodger and ended up getting traded to the Reds and then to the White Sox. But, I feel like that would have been making up for the Dodgers trading him.
Yeah, that's not bad. I thought about Konerko. It's too cliche White Sox fan for me. Like, I think there's a lot of White Sox fans who have a Paul Konerko jersey. And so I feel like I would have to really, really like Paul Konerko to justify me having one of those. And so I couldn't go with him. I went with Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson is one of my favorite players of all time. And obviously his best years did not come with the White Sox, came with the Royals, but I had somebody else for the Royals, and I like those. I was a big fan in the early 90s when the White Sox went to the black and white, really cool looking uniforms, and that's what I picture. I picture Bo Jackson's 1991 Upper Deck card, I think. He looks really good in the White Sox uniform, and so I'd like a Bo Jackson White Sox jersey.
Yeah, that's a good pick, and maybe coming up again later. So speaking of Bo Jackson, I'll take the next one just because it flows more transitionally. The Royals. And yeah, for the Royals, I would pick Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson, like I said, I never really saw him play too much. I was very young. But he was a Raider, and I love him for that. And then obviously he was an athletic marvel. And you just remember him, making the catch and running up the wall and hitting some monstrous home runs. So, and a baby blue Royals Bo Jackson jersey is something that should be in my closet eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely one that I could see getting. I went with George Brett for the Royals. I know that maybe goes against what I said about Paul Konerko. But George Brett, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's not just a Royals guy. And I was just a big George Brett fan growing up. He wore number 5, which, as this is now 3 episodes in a row that I've mentioned that number 5 was my favorite uniform number growing up. And so that might have been part of it. He played third base and then first base, and those were the two positions I played when I wasn't pitching after I was good enough to play. I started in right field because I was really bad at baseball. So, a lot of things about George Brett I really, really liked. And then later in life, I found out when I got married, and it turns out my wife had been at either George Brett's last game or one of his last games, and they were actually giving out they got his autograph or a giveaway that had his autograph on it anyway, and it looked like it said Joyce Butt, so my wife still refers to George Brett as Joyce Butt, and I think that's charming. And so I would love to have a George Brett jersey, whether it said Brett or Butt on the back.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I think I've said this before, but I saw George Brett get his 3,000th hit in Anaheim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I don't remember it, but I know I was there from what
I
was told. Yeah,
I saw him play in Anaheim too. I'd have to look up to see if it was before or after his 3,000th hit. I could actually find the – exact date of that game because I remember enough other details. But, yeah, so we've both seen George Brett play in Anaheim.
Yeah. All right. The next one, let's go to the Twins. Jeff, what do you got for the Twins?
The Twins, I went with Shane Mack. Shane Mack is not a super well-known ball player at this point, but he did have, I think, his best seasons with the Twins. He came up with the Padres and then was solid with the Twins, had 18 homers. He was never an all-star, never only thing he ever led the league in. He led the league with 15 hit-by-pitches in 1992. But he was, I mean, like in 92, he had 6.5 war. He probably should have been an all-star, should have got MVP votes. He was very, very good. But the thing I liked about Shane Mack, I don't know if he lived in Elsinore in the offseason, but he used to come to the batting cages in Lake Elsinore in the offseason. And there were several times that I was at the batting cage the same time as him. And he was always super cool to us. He would talk to us. He would, he'd give us tips on hitting. And so there's some guys who you just feel a bond with because of a personal experience. And there will be another one when we get to the Padres next week for me. But for the Twins, I'm going with Shane Mack.
Yeah, for me, the whole AL Central, there's not really a lot of, players that stand out to me. So the Twins, I thought about Torii Hunter. I did like Torii Hunter growing up. But I'm going to go with one of those that is kind of like a bro move. You know, one of those jerseys that they wear to like festivals that are either, guys that played one season somewhere or something like that. The one I can think of is Dennis Rodman on the Lakers with the number 73. He was only there for a little bit, but it's a popular jersey. And I'd go with David Ortiz. David Ortiz came up with the Twins. And I think, the pinstripe Twins jerseys are a pretty clean look. And having a number 27 Ortiz that people would get you to ask questions about probably if they don't know what jersey you're wearing. So I'd go with David Ortiz.
Yeah. The only issue I have with that is that, well, two issues. One, I don't like David Ortiz much. And two, David Ortiz was so bad with the Twins. Like, I remember watching him back then and thinking, man, this guy, he actually looks a lot like Tony Gwynn, except he can't hit. That was my thought about David Ortiz as a Twin. All right, last one, Vince. Indians, who do you got?
Indians was pretty easy for me. The Indians actually have a lot of guys I could have went with. The Indians in the mid-90s and late 90s were probably, favorite teams to watch just as a baseball fan. And I do remember the 97 World Series. I was very invested in the Indians, and when they lost, was very upset. But going with Manny Ramirez, and Manny started out there, and Manny's one of my favorite players in entertainment wise, and obviously coming with the Dodgers, I have good memories of that one year. The other memories not as great, but Manny Ramirez Indians jersey would be a nice one to have.
Yeah. Manny, I don't know what it is about Manny. Like, I rooted for him as a Dodger, obviously, appreciate what he did for the Dodgers, but I don't think I was ever a Manny Ramirez fan.
You hate fun. We established this.
Yeah. It might be that I hate fun. I don't know what it is. I don't think it was that he was fun that I didn't like, but, I considered Jim Thome for the Indians, but I didn't have enough of an emotional connection to Thome. And so I went off the board with this one. Another one like Kirk Gibson, where I loved somebody as a Dodger and decided to get his jersey for another team. And that was Mr. Oral Hershiser. I think, Hershiser actually did play well with the Indians. He pitched in that, maybe not 97. He was probably already done by then. But I know he pitched in the postseason with the Indians. He wore number 55 with the Indians. I thought about Hershiser for the Giants, but he wore number 53 with the Giants. And don't need a Hershiser jersey that says 53 on it. I need a 55. And so, this would probably be one that I wouldn't wear very often. I'd hang it on my wall with the front of the jersey facing the wall. So you would just see Hershiser 55 on the back. And if you didn't look too closely, you would just think it was a Dodgers jersey. Oral Hershiser would be my Indian.
Yeah, looking it up, Hershiser did pitch with the 97 Indians, was in the postseason, and he had a very, very rough World Series. He made two starts, pitched a combined 10 innings, gave up 15 hits and 13 runs.
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's not great, not great. Oh. But he did have a 7-inning shutout in the ALCS, so at least he had something before that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good one. The other one that, when you said off the board, I thought you were going to go with like Ricky Vaughn from Major League or something.
I saw somebody who replied to me on Twitter did go with a Wild Thing jersey for Major League. I think that's cheating. I'd go with Roger Dorn, though, because, you know, I don't like fun. And Roger Dorn, that guy was a stickler.
Yeah, true. That's very true.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. You got anything else before we head out for the day?
No. I hate clowns.
Yeah, that I'm sure that's shared by a lot of people.
I actually don't hate clowns. I actually don't believe that anybody does hate clowns. I think it's like the word moist. Well, I think
more it's phobia more than hate, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's mostly made up. Just like people who pretend not to like the word moist when really they just... one of my favorite tweets says, you don't hate the word moist. You just like the attention that comes from pretending to hate the word moist. So I've now said moist, what, 6 times in the last 30 seconds? So that should drive our listenership down. But other than that, yeah. Seems like a good episode.
Yeah. We will. Thank you all for listening. We will be back tomorrow. We have an idea for the opening segment, but who knows? Maybe we'll get some more good news that comes our way and we'll talk about that. But you can for sure look forward to the AL East jersey selections on tomorrow's episode. If you like the show, please show us by subscribing, downloading, listening, rating, reviewing, telling your friends, telling your family, posting about us on social media, where you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Locked On Dodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at SnyDog. I'm at Vince Samperio. You can also call and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text at 323-863-LOCK. That's 323-863-5625. Or shoot us an email, LockedOnDodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning. And we hope you'll be with us when you get in your car, or if you're at home, tell your smart device or home device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree, you just have to listen. Have a good one.
And now, tell your smart device to play the latest episode of Locked On MLB. We'll talk to you later.
Say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all hard. Oh, heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bye!